Everyone. So, unlike earlier this morning, I'm actually here. My body decided it needed 2 hours more of sleep than what my alarm said. So, always fun when that happens. Just to take not too much time, I did write it out, so I'm just going to read off what I have here. So, I've been told the saying, rip off the Band-Aid, often. So, just to get the hard part over with, I'm not going to be at Grace Bible Church. So, long story short, I'm going to be at Trinity Church helping in whatever capacity I can. And while this is a goodbye, I want to thank a few specific groups before I go. First, when I arrived at Grace Bible Church the first time, angry, depressed, and having given up on God, thanks to that youth group, didn't stay that way for too long. So, second, we know the stereotype of the craziest pastor kids, and while they might be crazy sometimes, it's not in a bad way. So, the thing that's amazing is seeing the difference of when they care. Corey, when I got here, you put up with me, managed to put up with me, and continue to put up with me. It's an amazing feat, truthfully is. So, yeah. So, third, I would like to thank the church at large. Experiences I've had, the love that I've received from you guys, and more specifically, experiences like my trip to Thailand. You guys were the only ones that donated. You guys were the only ones that funded me, and that would not have happened if it wasn't for y'all. So I thank you for that. And fourthly, Rich Powell, you have shown me what it means to be a pastor and a continual student of the Word. Coming up here every week with your amazing sermons and seeing you in ministry has been amazing. And lastly, it just wouldn't be right if I didn't mention Dwight Ball. I can honestly say, I really would not be where I am today if it wasn't for Dwight. I mean, you came in, you loved me regardless, and despite the darkness I became so accustomed to, you spoke light into that. So, while this is goodbye, I thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. And I pray that you may further become and continue to be a community of grace. And specifically to messes like me.